Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in political campaigns?
Nope.
No? All right. Perfect. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and the local issues in November, on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely planning to vote.
All right. So what is your age, if you don't mind me asking? I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
64.
64? All right. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in a good direction.
In a good direction. All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of up to 10 years to provide funding for this acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
All right. So would you say that you're definitely voting yes in favor or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be a little bit difficult to understand, I'm now just going to ask you the same question but in a much simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. And it would be paid for by a slight tax property increase. So would you still be like yes in favor or no against?
Yes.
Definitely or probably yes.
Probably yes.
So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Probably in favor or definitely in favor?
Probably.
All right. So as mentioned before, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan on construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one being, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, which is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number three being, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year. Or number four, which is, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money it would have to, like, we would have to raise to maintain the existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I would say the three, no, that third one, three.
Three? All right. So from the following list, which issue should your elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drug and improving public safety, improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable, or controlling growth and development.
Schools.
Schools? All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat a favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also mention that, please. So the first one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Yes, familiar with them.
All right, so would you say you have like a very favorable opinion towards them or a somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Barry. All right. So your city or township government?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very. All right. And what about Grand Traverse County government?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Somewhat favorable, would that be?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About
right. Perfect. Thank you. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Yeah, I trust them.
Definitely trust or probably trust?
Probably.
So there are a number of the ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. So the first one is to plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, and jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
And to maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
Perfect. Thank you. So now if you are forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Ensuring they're most
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So now I'm going to give you a few short statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal. And if it would make no difference, you can also indicate that, please. So the first one is, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying support. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to repeat it?
Just real quick, yeah.
All right, perfect. So kind of for this part, I'm going to give you just a few short statements about this proposal we're talking about. And if you could tell me if by each of these statements, it would make you want to support it much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. And if it makes no difference, you can also mention that.
All right.
So the first one is, There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Makes no difference.
A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in the decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Somewhat more likely.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
More likely, yes.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Much more? All right. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent with which will be reported to the public.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more? All right.
More likely, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So thank you. So I'm going to give you, again, a few short statements, but these statements are in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to, like, make you want to vote for yes in favor of this proposal. And if it makes no difference, you can also indicate that as well, please. So the first one is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not really make a difference.
All right. The Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
That would make me somewhat more
somewhat convincing. All right. So Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Somewhat convincing.
The proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat.
Convincing. All right. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That would be somewhat more convincing, yeah.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
More likely? Whatever.
Very convincing?
Yeah, very, yeah.
All right, perfect. So this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Yeah,
very convincing. All right. So in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
No real difference.
All right, no difference. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat more convincing.
And lastly, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So now taking into account everything you just heard, I'm now going to ask you kind of again just a few questions about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if the election were held today, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
And would that be definitely or probably?
Probably. We'll say definitely, actually.
Definitely? All right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Perfect. So now I'm going to give you some statements, but this time they're going to be about, like, against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all a convincing reason to vote no against this proposal. And again, if it would make no difference, if you could also mention that, please. So the first one is, this proposal would bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing, all right. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not too convincing.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not too convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not very convincing.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
No real difference.
No difference, all right. The proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers for the bills.
Not really convincing.
Not, so that'd be not too convincing then?
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on the more pressing problems.
That's a little convincing.
So would that be, like, somewhat convincing?
Yeah.
Somewhat? All right, perfect. Thank you. So now just, like, kind of for one last final time, if the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal, or would you be voting no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor. Definitely.
Probably, or definitely. Definitely. All right. So now I'm going to give you one statement to complete in your own words, and if you could, like, kind of just finish it. So the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, ...
Speak making sure that the money goes towards what it's said it's going to be.
All right, making sure that the money
is used how they say it's going to be.
Okay, is used how they say it's going to be. Perfect. Thank you so much for that answer. So, and before we finish, now I just have like kind of a few proposals I would want to say that may appear in your ballot this November. So this proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse improve a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street, roads, highways, and bridges repairs, and improve a millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you be voting no against this proposal?
Yes, likely.
Yes, so would that be like a probably in favor?
Yes.
All right. So now we're in the last few segments. I just want to thank you so much for your time this far. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions just for demographic purposes. So regardless of how you may feel today, for who do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election?
Pardon? Question.
So, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
Biden.
Biden, all right. With which political party are you affiliated?
I'm independent.
Independent, all right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
I've got a master's degree.
Master's, wow, congratulations. So, do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living under your household?
No.
All right. What's your main racial background?
White.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.